So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing too for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing, if you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE, 866-89-BIBLE.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Days after the election, results are still undecided in some 20 House races that will determine control of Congress. Republicans already hold the majority in the Senate. ABC political director Rick Klein on the stakes.
I've been looking at the numbers. It looks very likely that the Republicans are going to retain control of the House. It also looks very likely that the degree of their control, the margin, is going to be about as tight, if not tighter, than it is now when they only have four votes to spare.
The Justice Department says it is charged three men linked to an Iranian plot to assassinate President-elect Trump along with other Americans. California's governor declaring a state of emergency due to the explosive wildfire in Southern California this week. The mountain fire destroying more than 200 structures, most of them homes. An Indiana jury is deliberating for a second day in the Delphi double murder trial of Richard Allen. He's charged with killing two teens in 2017 while they were hiking. This is ABC News. The latest report from CDC shows flu activity across most of the country remains low, with one exception.
A little more than a month into flu season, the latest weekly report from the CDC shows seasonal flu activity remains low across all 50 states, but the infection rate is growing and moving from east to west. For now, emergency room visits at stable low levels. But as we get closer to peak flu season, vaccination is strongly recommended, especially among vulnerable populations, given the co-circulation of COVID-19, RSV, and other respiratory viruses. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Detroit will become the largest city in the country soon to accept cryptocurrency payments for taxes and other fees. Starting next year, residents will have the option to make the payments with the digital currency through a secure platform managed by PayPal. Officials hope this will attract tech companies to operate in the city of Detroit. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Lowe's knows you want to get even more value for the holiday. That's why as a MyLowe's Rewards member, you get new member deals on holiday decor, tools, and more. And you earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards to help you save on holiday and more. Not a member? Join for free today at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards. Because Lowe's knows deals. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature hold on to their majorities even under newly drawn district maps. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says voters rejected the message from Democrats.
So we have won under every scenario that's possible. Democrats have all only made gains when they have gerrymandered districts, which are very hard for anybody to win. They also had a gargantuan amount of money to lie. We're going to figure out how we can make sure we compete with that. We have a great agenda.
Unofficial results as of Wednesday showed Democrats had narrowed the Republican Assembly majority from 64-35 last session to 52-44. That's with four races still undecided. Democrats also picked up four seats in the state Senate. The boyfriend of Elijah Vu's mother will stand trial. 40-year-old Jesse Vang appeared in court Wednesday on two felony charges and one misdemeanor in connection with the death of the 3-year-old. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, has pleaded not guilty to charges and will return to court in February. The charges against both Bauer and Vang come after Elijah's remains were found in September, just a few miles from Vang's Two Rivers apartment, and months after he was reported missing. Vang will return to court for arraignment on November 18th. Wisconsin will receive settlement money connected with the opioid crisis. Attorney General Josh Call announced Wednesday that a bipartisan coalition of 30 states has reached a $1.3 billion settlement with the Kroger grocery chain for its involvement in the crisis. Wisconsin will receive up to nearly $22 million beginning next year. Kroger will also require its pharmacies to report data about suspicious activity regarding opioid prescriptions. The chain operates more than 100 stores across Wisconsin, including Pick and Save and Metro Market. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A picture-perfect sunny day today, with high temperatures warmer than they should be for November, reaching the mid-50s. And we'll be waking up to mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, with light rain rolling in by the afternoon. Chances of rain linger on and off Sunday, and leaves our highs for the weekend in the low 50s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, 53 degrees.
Holy smokes, everybody. Would you look at the change that these markets have had to absorb in the last week? An old president is new again. The Fed is trying to pull interest rates lower, and the corn and soybean crops aren't quite as big as we thought at the start of the week. That was a wild week. Let's talk about what it might mean for the market.
Live from the Report Day Afterglow via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with esteemed analyst Flip Chory. I'm outstanding broadcaster Mavis Nicholson. Thanks for joining us here on AgriTalk on your Friday, everybody. So glad that you're here on a report day. Today we're going to, well, you know what? Let's just bring him in. Esteemed analyst Flip Chory.
Yes.
Great to have you on Report Day, sir.
Good to be here. Many time listener. Uh-huh. And, you know, I've only called in just a few times. Usually I'm sitting right where I'm sitting right now and ready to go. Ready to go.
That's right where we need you to be, because I am not. I got to thinking. And it happened just right after the morning show today.
Yeah.
I got to thinking about lasagna.
Did you get distracted?
I did. Oh, and so man. I'm looking up recipes, putting together my little shopping list and all that sort of stuff. I'm thinking about that gooey cheese. Some bread with it, some salad.
Okay. Now, I don't know what you've got all planned for this.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm just gonna make a suggestion. Go with more than one meat.
That's what I was gonna do. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Yes. The
good. One of the meats should be Italian sausage.
Absolutely. Ground Italian pork sausage, 100%. The other one, I'm gonna have to go with ground turkey. The wife likes the ground turkey.
Really?
Yep. So we're going pork and turkey. Yep.
That is interesting. Well, it is a blank canvas because it doesn't taste like anything.
No, it really doesn't. No, it'll taste like whatever you tell it to.
That's right.
And if I could get some beef flavoring for that ground turkey, now I'd really have something.
Love it. Welcome to AgriTalk. Glad that you're with us on this Friday afternoon. I am Chip. Yeah. That is Davis.
Hello, everyone.
And get used to it, guys, because it is us. for the entire show, and it's because I wanted it that way. I wanted to talk about a crop production report. I wanted to talk about a supply and demand report. So we're going to do that. Hey, breaking news. Can you do breaking news for me? This is fresh since we had the conversation this morning on the free-for-all. It looks like Robert Lighthizer has been asked by President-elect Trump to be the U.S. trade rep again.
There you go.
I don't know if he's accepted. And honestly, I'm seeing this on two or three different news outlets. Yeah, they're news outlets. And I haven't had a chance to talk with Jim because Jim is traveling. So I'm, you know, it's not like I've confirmed it ourselves here or anything. But it looks like Lighthizer has been asked to be the trade rep. If that is the case, be prepared for all of these the tariffs and the tariff filled world to be a reality for us going forward. All right, let's get to the news, man.
Well, Chip, USDA increased estimated wheat carryover 3 million bushels from last month. A 5 million bushel increase in estimated imports was slightly offset by a 2 million bushel increase in estimated food use. Global wheat stocks were estimated at 257.6 million metric tons, down slightly from October, and down 8.7 million tons from a year ago. USDA puts the national average on-farm cash wheat price for 24-25 at $5.60. That's down a dime from last month. December HRW wheat futures 4¾ cents lower today at 564¼. December SOW wheat up a penny, 572½. And at last report here, December spring wheat still waiting on the settlement, down 4¾ to 597¾, Chip.
On the week, December SRW wheat futures up 4½ cents. HRW wheat futures down 2½ cents. And if that spring wheat quote holds, spring wheat would be down 2 cents on the week.
Well, Chip, USDA put the 2024 corn crop at 15.143 billion bushels, down 60 million bushels from last month. The national average corn yield was put at 183.1, down 7/10 of a bushel from a year ago, but still 5.8 bushels above the previous record set last year. Corn carryover was put at 1.938 billion bushels, down 61 million bushels from last month and 8 million bushels below the average pre-report trade estimate. USDA made no change on the demand side of the balance sheet. Globally, corn carryover is expected at 304.1 million metric tons, down 2.4 million from last month and down 10 million tons from last year. USDA puts the national average on-farm cash corn price at 410, unchanged from last month. December corn futures today, 3½ higher, 431. March corn up 3¾ cents to 444¼. July corn futures closed at 455, up 3½ cents, Chip.
We cannot lose track of the trend in the global corn stocks. I think that's very important. Year to year, down 10 million metric tons. That's a positive underlying the support in this corn market. December corn on the week up 16½. March on the week up 15 cents.
Well, Chip, USDA says this year's soybean crop will be 4.461 billion bushels, down 121 million bushels from last month and 96 million bushels below the average pre-report trade estimate. USDA put the national average soybean yield at 51.7 bushels per acre, down 1.4 from last month, but still 1.1 bushels ahead of year ago. Soybean carryover at 470 million bushels is down 80 million bushels from month ago, and was 62 million bushels below the average pre-report trade guess. Total bean use was cut 41 million bushels from last month to partially offset the sharp slide in bean supplies. Global bean carryover is expected at 131.7 million metric tons, down 2.9 million from month ago, but up 19.3 million metric tons from year ago. USDA puts the national on-farm cash soybean price at 1080, also unchanged from last month. January beans were 4 cents higher today, 10¾. March beans up 6 cents, 10¾. July beans closed at 10.68¼. That's up 6 cents, Chip.
Oh, geez, sorry. January soybeans on the week, up 36.5. March beans up 35.25. December bean oil up 247 points. And December soybean meal was up 90 cents a ton.
Well, cotton carryover was estimated at 4.3 million bales. That's up 200,000 bales from last month. Global cotton stocks are expected at 75.8 million bales. Chip, that's down 580,000 bales from last month, but it is up 1.2 million bales from last year. December cotton today was 7 points lower at 70.98.
Yeah, and we've been watching this cotton supply and demand balance sheet very closely here over the past, you know, since the hurricane, trying to figure out exactly what was going to happen there. No change on the yield or the harvested acres, but they did take that usage down 200,000 bales. December cotton on the week up 81 points. Okay, when we come back, we are going to, we're going to do the livestock news, and then we're going to take a look at some of the livestock features in today's supply and demand report. That's next on Agri.
AgMarket.net is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today. Head to AgMarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT to learn more. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of...
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
All right, I'll play along with this. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. I'm Flip Chory. Glad that you are making time for us this afternoon. We've got to get to the end of the livestock news, and let's get that from Mavis Nicholson.
We'll get there eventually. Yeah. I had a question, though.
Oh, okay.
If when the Chiefs play in Arrowhead Stadium, mm-hmm. Taylor Swift shows up,
yeah,
What celebrity might accompany the Iowa State Cyclones on their visit to Arrowhead Stadium? Can you speculate?
I'm going to go with Roger Servine.
Roger Servine. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. Jay Merriman.
And what do they sing? Do they? Would I know their songs?
No, those are crop scouts. They go on crop tour with me.
Oh, the singing scouts?
Isn't that what you were looking?
How did I not know about that? I'm going to get in touch with
those. Those are just a couple of names that popped into my head there.
Okay. So, yeah. They'll be down there?
I would assume.
Down here, I guess.
Yes.
Ah, yeah. Very good. Exciting game opportunity on That's Saturday right. for the ISU Cyclones.
That's right.
Let's say we go ahead and finish up this news here. We'll go to the livestock from last Friday to this morning's trade. Heavyweight choice graded boxed beef prices were down 7.06 per hundredweight. That had cattle futures under pressure this week. Yeah. December fat cattle today down 212.5 to 183.70. The February contract down 212.5 to 185.30. And January feeder futures $2.90 lower, 241.42.5. Chip.
Yeah. December live cattle on the week down $2.22.5, and January feeder cattle on the week were down $1.77.5.
And let's do a hogs here too. Finally, yep. The counter seasonal rally in lean hogs ran out of steam this week, Chip. Mm-hmm. December hogs today 77.5 lower at 80.42.5. February hogs down 47.5 to 84.82.5.
Yeah, and on the week, December lean hogs down $3.65. So tough week in the hogs, no doubt about it. But they went on such a counter seasonal move. Yeah. It was really impressive. Can I give you some of the notes from the cattle and hog and meats in general from the supply and demand?
Seems like the right time. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, the forecast for 2024 red meat and poultry production was up from last month with higher beef, higher broiler, and turkey production. That was partially offset by a lower pork production. Now let's look at some of the beef production estimates here. Beef production was up, higher dressed weights, and cow slaughter more than offset the lower-than-expected steer and heifer slaughter. For 2025, so we're looking into the new year now, beef production forecast to rise due to heavier expected dressed weights. We've got a higher expected steer and heifer slaughter for 2025, and that is... And that's because of the higher placements that we've seen in the second half of 2024. On beef trade, the beef import forecast for 2024 is raised. For 2025, beef imports are up based on continued strong demand for processing beef. That's the trim, okay? Mm-hmm. The beef export forecast for 2024 was up. Based on the data through September for 2025, the forecast is up based on relatively higher than expected global demand for beef. Now, on the pork side of things, pork production forecast down on a slower pace of slaughter in the fourth quarter and slightly lighter dressed weights. You go back to the hogs and pigs, the quarterly hogs and pigs reports, Davis, that we've been mm-hmm. getting. When we got to the fourth quarter, we expected hog slaughter to be up, and we're actually down. So we need to reevaluate some of the H&P data. Pork production forecast down due to reduced first quarter slaughter and lower dressed weights in 2025. On the pork trade, pork export forecast for this year up slightly based on reporting data through September. For 2025, the forecast is down based on pork production forecast reductions and relatively weaker expected demand. So higher beef demand but lower pork demand going forward. Okay. Real quick, a couple of other items that I think are important. Egg production is lowered due to a reduction in the laying flock as a result of HPAI. And let's see, egg production is reduced for the first half of 2025 because it's just going to take a while for that flock to recover there. So, and egg prices higher, higher. They're already $4, $4.50 a dozen. And USDA expects that those prices are going to stick around for a while.
You know, it's interesting, and I want to get to beef. I've got a couple of questions on the cattle, but back to my local grocery store. I was in line behind a dude who had, he looked like he was going to be cooking breakfast for, I don't know, like maybe a church men's group or something, like several loaves of bread, several dozen eggs, you know, all kinds of stuff, a whole cart full. And he got up to the line, and the lady said, "I'm sorry, you can only take 2 dozen eggs per visit."
Really?
They made him, yes, take, I think he had 6 of them, 6 dozen eggs in his cart there,
yeah.
And they would only sell him 2 at a time. And I've seen that with butter. I've seen it with eggs at a different store. So the egg production story makes a whole lot of sense to me, does the potential for higher prices in eggs, a staple food.
Yeah. 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 And the thing is, you know, we think about table eggs, right?
Yep.
When you look at the ingredients in everything, eggs are in there.
There's eggs in lasagna.
Oh yeah. Well,
I need one for lasagna. Yeah.
Of course. How else are you going to make your noodles?
It's not going to stick. Yeah.
Right. Right. So it's crazy. It's going to be a challenge in the year ahead to manage these, the food prices. But I do know this. You can look for all the price gouging that you want in this food industry. Yeah. That would be really difficult to find. If we can get energy prices down, that trickles down through the commodity world. And yes, that's what I'm saying. Trickles down through the commodity world. It's not just pork, beef, eggs. It is grains as well. So that's something that we're going to have to keep track of as the year goes on.
When we're talking beef production forecast, I'm not sure that I heard you correctly. Higher beef weights are forecast, but also higher slaughter numbers?
Yeah, for next year. For next year. I believe that's what USDA is looking at. Let me check that.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the green. For 2025, the beef production forecast is raised due to heavier expected dress weights and higher expected steer and heifer slaughter, partially stemming from higher than previously expected placements during the second half of 2024. So, okay. I mean, it's nothing that I don't think the market has already accounted for. Mm-hmm. USDA is just catching up for it.
Well, okay, and just help me here. Educate me just a little bit. When we say higher beef weights, we're measuring it by the pound on the hook. When we talk about higher slaughter numbers, we're talking about by the head.
By the head.
Not necessarily by the pound, correct?
Right, right.
So those two can move in the same direction.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
They can move. They absolutely can move in the same direction, yes.
We had Scott Varlick on yesterday. He used the phrase, big calf, big check equals a Band-Aid for tight supplies.
Yeah.
And let's go down that road just a little, just for a sec.
Okay,
let me indulge your cattleman side.
It used to be that the average, once you got to a carcass weight of 950 pounds, the packers would dock you because that was too much.
Uh-huh.
Now the average carcass weighs 950 pounds, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Heck, like I said the other day, the freezer beef that I bought, she, a heifer, hung an 1,195-pound carcass.
Jeez.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
These animals are carrying a lot more weight, a lot more beef than what they have in the past. And so, and they're doing it without getting docked.
Mm-hmm.
On price. It's because the lines have been adjusted to handle these heavier carcasses. So the packers want it. They're getting more efficiency out of their cutting lines by cutting bigger cattle, by cutting bigger hogs. So why would they holy smokes, we're done already with this one?
Yeah.
Why would they back away from those heavier animals? And they're not. They are not. So, bigger calf, bigger check.
Do we just have to grow bigger cattle from here on out now? Are we resetting the entire industry?
We have reset it.
Wow. Okay, very good. Well, that's Flip Chory. I don't know if he wants to talk a little more about hogs. We're going to get to grains, too, from the USDA reports. AgriTalk.
If you're applying a low-rate nitrogen stabilizer, you might be falling for a losing strategy. Low-rate products promise great results, but may lack the potency of higher active ingredient concentrations. So great isn't always what you get. Instead of putting your yield at risk, put your trust in Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Both offer higher active ingredient concentrations imitator brands can't match. See the difference at defendyourn.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures were 4¾ cents lower at 564¼. December SRW wheat up 1 penny, 572½. December corn futures 3½ cents higher at 431. March corn up 3¾ cents to 444¼. January soybean futures 4 cents higher at 1030¼. March beans up 6 cents, 1043½. December cotton today, 7 points lower at 70.98. On your livestock's December fat cattle, down 212½ to 183.70. Jan feeders 290 lower, 241.42½. And December lean hog futures today, 77½ cents lower at 80.42½. Get more market news every market day. Just visit tryprofarmer.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A picture-perfect sunny day today, with high temperatures warmer than they should be for November, reaching the mid-50s. And we'll be waking up to mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, with light rain rolling in by the afternoon. Chances of rain linger on and off Sunday, and leaves our highs for the weekend in the low 50s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, 53 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. I am your friend, Mavis Dykelson, along with me, much-loved host and analyst, Flip Chory.
Yes.
I think you know what's going on here, listeners. Chip, We were talking about beef. You got nothing necessarily on hogs here of note. Before we waste any more time doing anything else, let's talk about corn in today's USDA report. No changes on the demand side of the balance sheet, buddy.
Right, right. But there were changes on the supply side. USDA cut 60 million bushels from that corn crop from last month, 15.143 billion bushels. The harvested area was unchanged. The average yield down 0.7 bushel to 183.1 bushels per acre. Okay, so we're down month to month, 0.7 of a bushel. We're up 5.8 bushels from the last record that was set last year. Okay? But when you start digging into this a little bit, the November 2024 corn objective yield information, ears per acre. Okay? Ears per acre. We are looking at fewer ears per acre than year ago. We are looking at fewer ears per acre than what we had in 2021. And this is in the 10-state region, the heart of the Corn Belt, the 10-state region.
Yep.
Lower ears per acre than what we had in 2021, about the same as what we had in 2020, although up just a little bit from what we had in 2020. But the thing is, I mean, we are looking at an average yield in the 10 states, at about 193.5, 194 bushels per acre. Okay? A year ago, with a lot more ears, we were down at that 181, 182. So up at least 10 bushel. Up at least 10 bushel on fewer ears. There's only one way that you get there, and that is with a heavier ear, a bigger kernel, a heavier kernel. Now, I can understand that in some areas because we put that first frost off for such a long period of time. It gave a relatively immature corn crop at crop tour time to finish and time to gain weight. We extended the growing season where the growing season needed to be extended. So when I look at a state like Minnesota, remember when I got done with Minnesota, I was just like, I'm sorry, you guys, but this crop stinks. This crop stinks. Okay, well, it held on to more yield potential than what I thought it was going to. Came in at 183 bushels per acre, according to USDA. Back at the end of August, I was thinking 170 was probably going to max that thing out. South Dakota, 166, 10 bushels better than what I was thinking at the end of August. Even Nebraska is better, 3 or 4 bushels better than what I thought it was going to be at the end of August. But when you look at the heart of the Corn Belt, then Iowa, Pro Farmer had the Iowa yield at 212 at the end of August, comes in at 213. Had Illinois at 220, USDA comes in at 218. Indiana, 210, USDA comes in at 209. Here's a big change. Ohio, we had at 197, and it came in at 185 because of the poor finish that crop had over there in Ohio. It got really, really dry. But according to USDA's 10-state region yields, we've got fewer ears and a much heavier ear weight than what we had a year ago. I can't make it jive.
Well, I was going to ask you that. I've seen these ears. You've talked with Brian Grady and his crew and everybody that was out there seeing these ears. Yeah,
and the thing is, it's what happened after crop tour.
That's the
thing. That resulted in this. Okay. What happened after crop tour was, yes, we had the extended growing season, but it was dry. It was dry. How this crop finished as well as it did, it's got me scratching my head some, I will admit. Now, as we go on, we don't get a December crop production report, but we will get a January annual production summary. So, The January annual production summary may hold some more information for us on how this crop weighed as heavy as it did. But when we get the December 1 quarterly grain stocks report, pay attention. When we get the March 1, which comes out at the end of March, quarterly grain stocks report, pay attention. Because that is where, if this crop and its low moisture characteristic,
yep,
if that is going to be reflected somehow, some way, it's probably going to show up in a grain stocks report before it shows up in any final adjustment to the size of this 2024 corn crop.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And what does that manifestation look like? What are we looking for specifically?
That would be grain stocks coming in below trade expectations.
Okay.
And you can get there a couple of ways, all right? You can get there because your demand and primarily your feed and residual demand. I just did air quotes. Did everybody hear that?
It was good. Okay. It was good.
All right. So your feed and residual use, if it would come in bigger than expected, you could result in a lower than expected quarterly grain stocks. Or at some point, you have to start thinking, you know what, maybe that crop was underestimated or something like that, or overestimated. In this case, I'm talking about overestimated. Now, on soybeans, they'll show us. They will show us because in soybeans on the balance sheet, we don't get a feed and residual estimate. It's not a combined category. We just get a residual usage estimate. And there have been times in the past where that residual has gone negative, indicating that they had overestimated the bean crop from the year before. We see it in cotton all the time. Right now, on the cotton balance sheet, there is the unaccounted usage category. Really? Unaccounted? We can't figure it out? Well, right now, it's a negative 50,000 bales. So negative use puts more bales into the system.
Negative, I mean? Unaccounted for use.
Yes. Put in a negative usage.
Okay.
A negative use puts more supply.
Yeah.
Negative use puts more supply into the system. So if the bean crop is overestimated, we'll get this really, really big, residual use number to bring down total supplies and to bring down the carryover. And then as time goes on, you readjust the crop size to bring the residual number back into, quote unquote, norm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So this is one of those years. And on, like I said, on corn, it feels like we're just going to have to wait for some quarterly grain stocks reports to get it all figured out. Well, and I feel the same way on beans, Davis. I can't help but feel the same way on beans. When we take a look at... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, before we hop over to beans, USDA's 24-25 on-farm cash price unchanged from October at $4.10 per bushel on your corns. Just wanted to make sure and threw that in there. Some adjustments on the demand side of the balance sheet on the soybeans there. I'm not sure where you wanted to start it, but 15 million less crush and 25 million less exports. That feels like
it's only a
medium-sized bite, maybe?
It's only because we've got 120 million lower supply. That's the only reason.
Okay. Okay. That's what you were just talking about, isn't it?
Yeah. The export side of things, okay, it might be a little early to make that kind of an adjustment on, you know, to bring it down 25 million bushels at this time based on what we are seeing. Now, has bean demand been great? No, but either is the total, the total export estimate. What is it now? 1.825 billion bushels. I believe that's what it is. I am scrambling to get there. It's down from 1.85, I believe, as I'm saying that. Yes, it's down from 1.85 last month to 1.825. Now, a year ago, we only did 1.695. So we are up considerably from year ago. But go back 2 years to the 2022-23 marketing year, we were up at 1.98 billion bushels in exports. So here we are, you know, about in the middle of the last 2 years at this 1.825 billion bushels on exports. Might that be where we end up? Yes. Is that where we are trending to at this point? I would say no. I would say no. Now, I would not have gone up, though. I'm just saying.
Okay.
And the reason is because we are going to have a we're going to have an administration after January 20th, 2025 that is going to get tough on trade. And beans might pay a little bit of this price going forward. So when we think about that, 1.825 billion bushels, even at that, it might be too high, even though we're well on the way to get there.
I still hold out hope that the European Union has greased the skids for us a little bit by fighting the tariff fight over EVs with China, and now they've got them at the negotiating table. That is my highest hope for this. Okay. We've got Chip Flory going over the details from today's report. We've been through some of it. We're going to hit the rest of it here. Wheat and cotton coming up, and whatever else Chip wants to talk about on AgriTalk.
Okay, antibody.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stop hoping for the best with your dry fertilizer. Apply Titan XC, a powerful biocatalyst that optimizes the breakdown of your dry fertilizer for increased nutrient availability and uptake. Power crop performance next season and maximize your yield, even with variable weather, prices, or soil types, with Titan XC. Visit cropfertility.com or contact your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant to learn more.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Wake up. Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work. Grab lunch. Come home. Run to practice. Run to the store. Grab dinner. Go to bed and repeat. Food fuels your day. And we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk. No need to oneeder what's going on your Friday AgriTalk. It's me, your friend Mavis Dykelson, along with broadcast specialist Flip Chory, today's analyst. Flip, so great to have you. Thanks for taking time.
Just makes me laugh. Just makes me laugh. I'm glad you're doing it. I don't care what anybody else thinks.
Plus, with the fisheye, it wouldn't be as good without the fisheye lens. The soy yield forecast, USDA put the national average soybean yield at 51.7 bushels per acre. That's down 1.4 bushels from last month. Still 1.1 bushels above year ago. Chip, did you get it out of your system on the beans here?
I do want to talk about that because the number of pods per 18 square feet.
Okay.
It's higher than what it was a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But it has come down from September and October into November. It's slightly above what we saw early in the season back in 2020. So it looks to me like this is going to be the highest pod count that we've had. And as you know, when we got done with Crop Tour, the pod counts blew me away.
Yeah.
Based on the pod counts and based on the moisture that we had available at the time, we were looking for some, knock your socks off kind of bean yields. And it just didn't rain. It did not rain. Not only that, but, you know, I mentioned it a little bit, on corn, but yeah, when you can deliver those beans at 14% moisture and they're getting harvested at 7-8% moisture, it's a lot of water that we had to leave behind this year. Mm-hmm. And, you don't count the beans to sell them. You just weigh them and water weighs. We left some bushels behind and I think that maybe this report picks up some of that, but it would not surprise me if we don't catch a little bit more of it going forward. Again, we might have to wait for the quarterly grain stocks reports before we really start to get a feel for what is happening on final soybean yields out there. The other thing on the demand side of the balance sheet, USDA took 15 million bushels off the crush estimate. That doesn't make any sense to me. The only reason that they did was because there was less supply to work with. Now, the what really makes me scratch my head is they took $25 million off the export estimate. They took $10 million off the crush estimate. What did they do to the price? Nothing.
They left it. Yeah.
They left it. So how are we reducing demand if you're not going to work prices up? That's one of the things that drives me crazy, is if you're going to adjust the demand side of the balance sheet, you've got to make some adjustments on the price. If you don't make any adjustments on the price, then something fundamentally has changed out there. Now, we just went through that on exports. Maybe something fundamentally has changed. I don't think we've changed anything fundamentally on the crush and the domestic side of the equation.
Yeah, yeah. Quickly, to get to the wheats, USDA increased wheat ending stocks 3 million bu from last month to 815. Raised total supplies 15 million bushels on higher imports. On the demand, USDA increased food use 2 million bushels. Wheat ending stocks forecast 830 million bushels for 24-25.
I just want to make sure that we've got that number right. What is it on? It's 815.
815, is it?
Yes. Yeah, 815 million bushels. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
no,
that's fine. 815
million bushels is the carryover for 24-25. Yeah, okay. Not a lot
Even
of movement.
Still.
But you know, I think the important thing here is let's take a look at what's happening on the global picture. 257.6 million metric tons on the global wheat carryover. That is down very, very slightly, like a half a million, maybe not even a half a million from October. But it's down about 10 million tons from year ago. So we've got that trend going in the right direction.
Okay. Talking about trends and things, the Trump trade has been a topic of conversation here. Mr. Trump has been elected. He's the president-elect. What happens to the Trump trade now? What does that look like?
Well, it's not completely wrapped up, okay? But during the last break, I went and put in the numbers as they were fresh. On the week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 1,935 points. S&P 500 up 266 points. The NASDAQ up 1,040 points. The Dow up 4.6. S&P up 4.65. NAS up 5.7%. Fewer regulations. A pro-growth environment. That is the Trump trade that I saw most clearly since Tuesday. Now,
well,
I understand
one component.
It's easy to see that, right? No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and one component that I think we can maybe safely assume is no more decision making based on DEI stuff. I think that may turn out to be more significant than we realize.
I think that is very true, very true. Although, you know, we do have the first female White House chief of staff is already in place.
Well, I think that's great. It sounds like she's perfect.
Well,
for the
here's
job.
The deal. Here's the deal. She seems unbelievably qualified for the job.
That's the thing. That's the thing. You can be purple. Yeah. But be the best person for the job.
But be
That's
the
all
best
I care about.
Qualified. That's exactly right. National Weather Service 6-10-day outlook, November 14th through the 18th. Above normal temperatures, above normal precipitation. 8-14-day, November 16 to 22. Above normal temperatures, above normal precipitation. Dude, you want to take us home? You want me to do it?
Man, it's been quite the week here, Chip. Maybe we should both do it together. Appreciate everyone tuning in and listening this week. You know what? Maybe just take a break. from the news, from all the stuff this weekend.
Enjoy
just
the
let
weekend.
Let your mind kind of wander a little bit. Enjoy your weekend for Flip Chory, Joe Stackler, and myself, Mavis Dykelson. Have a great weekend. Come back Monday morning, first thing.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!